from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Donald Trump says, quote, the worst is yet to come if Kamala Harris is elected president in November. The former president made the remarks yesterday during a news conference at his golf club in Bedminster, saying the Biden administration's economic policies have totally failed. Trump argued Americans are spending significantly more under the Biden-Harris administration. Trump also accusing the Democratic presidential nominee of breaking the economy and the southern border. Harris is outlining her economic agenda during an event today in Raleigh, North Carolina. A 39-year-old accused squatter faces a dozen charges after moving into two vacant homes months apart in Monmouth County.
Police in Keensburg found Marquise Wells had climbed through a window in an empty home back in March and then changed the locks, claiming to own it. In July, police say he did the same thing at a vacant house in Homedale. There, Wells allegedly threatened arresting officers while in possession of a knife. He faces charges that include trespassing, falsifying records, armed burglary, and attempted theft. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news is made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. The twin brother of a woman found shot to death in Teaneck Thursday morning is under arrest and charged with her murder. Naomi Hagley was found shot multiple times when police found her inside her home on Hickory Street around 8 a.m., The 25-year-old died at a hospital. A man was seen running from the area after the shooting. Police caught Jonathan Hagley a few blocks away. Officials say he had a handgun with a defaced serial number near him. It's not clear why he would shoot his twin. Is New Jersey a good place to have a baby? Personal finance website Wallet Hub compared all 50 states in Washington, D.C. across 31 key measures of cost, healthcare accessibility, and baby friendliness to release its report on 2024's best and worst states to have a baby.
Jersey ranked 27th. It's just right there in the midpoint of our study. Where New Jersey had its strongest showing were in the family friendliness and baby friendliness metrics, 17th in both. That include child care centers per capita and parental leave policies.
But Wallet Hub analyst Chip Lupo says it's expensive to have a baby in the Garden State. It ranks 48th in the cost category, which covers things like health insurance premiums, the average annual cost of early child care, the cost of newborn screenings, and even the cost of babysitters. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Will the weekend be a washout? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's been an amazing week of weather across New Jersey, and today is the grand finale, a very warm but completely dry day. For the weekend, we're tracking several impulses and several rounds of rain, but don't go blowing out your weekend plans. You'll find breaks of dry weather along the way. Sun this morning will turn to clouds as we go through this afternoon. Dry, calm, very warm, 85 to 90 for most of the state, cooler at the shore. Mostly cloudy tonight, with showers potentially creeping in by daybreak tomorrow, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, spotty showers are possible at any time, especially early and late. It'll be cloudy, breezy, and humid, highs 80 to 85. We'll catch a lull in the rainfall action early Sunday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will return Sunday afternoon and evening. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Visit Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven, New Jersey, all summer long and enjoy rides, boardwalk games, and their giant arcade. More info at FantasyIslandLBI.com. Union 79, Long Branch 82, Vineland 81, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.